we didn't really address it or anything like that. I don't know if they're planning on doing that, but you know, I think everybody on the team knows, and you know, I just look forward to being able to get a chance, you know, talk to him and, you know, see how he's, you know, how he's holding up.
Is that important? I mean, it's almost like you need closure, right, to see him and see that he's okay?
Right. You know, it's one of those things where it's just a freak play, and, you know, it's part of the game of football. Those things happen, but it's just, like I said, it's tough to see, you know, a guy like that, you know, something happen like that to him.
Odell, a lot of people have to step up here, don't they? It's got to be a lot of individuals that fill the void for Victor being hurt.
You know, I think that's just in general with the entire team. We all have to step up, and we all have to play better, especially coming off of last week. You know, I feel like there's things that us as receivers we definitely have to do now, and get out there and make more plays, and you know, give Eli places to put the ball. And you know, I think that's something that the receivers take pride in now. We're gonna have to go and make plays, you know, day in and day out.
Are you personally ready for the opportunity and the challenge?
Absolutely. You know, it's like I said, as hard as it is, you just have to try and move on. And you know, sounds bad, but it's always the next guy up mentality. So we all need to step up as a core.
What kind of confidence do you have in this receiving group?
A lot. You know, they got a guy I played with, Ruben, and we got Preston Parker. We got some new guys who came in who look good, and you just need to bring it all together and find out how we're going to fit in the puzzle.
I wasn't here earlier. Did you see Victor today?
No, I didn't get to see him. It was hard to do that because, you know, it was kind of like once that happened to him, you know, our sideline, it's like we saw a ghost kind of. You know, you have your leader, your captain go down like that, and just when I ran over there, I just knew he was in, you know, excruciating pain. So didn't really know the extent of his injury until after the game. But, you know, it was tough to cope with that during the game.
Do you think that affected performance of players? I mean,
I'm sure
it
did.
I'm
sure it did. You know, in the back of their mind, as each play goes on, they're like, you know, and we lost Vic, you know, he got hurt. So I'm sure that was in the back of your mind.
You've talked a lot about how you kind of model your game after his. Is there anything that he kind of told you, like, over these past couple weeks that maybe stuck with you advice-wise that maybe you take into this game on Sunday?
Just little talks we had, you know, big brother, little brother, like, just you got a ball. It's as it is what it is. You got to come out, give it your best each and every day, and, you know, have fun. Most important thing he always taught me was to have fun, so that's what I plan on doing.
What was it like for you to watch your big brother go down like
that? It was tough because I was right there, and you know, I saw him jump for the ball, and midair he's grabbing his knee, so I knew something, you know, happened immediately, and I ran over, and I just the look on his face, and you know, from what I was hearing, I knew he was in some serious pain.